As if to prove her point, she peered down into the rows below her. The audience, as always, was predominantly old, mostly venerable women in ill-fitting clothes that looked as if the mothballs they had been stored in still clung to their hems. Pathetic examples of faded femininity, all of them hostages to a dreary socialistic frumpery. The men fared no better in their baggy suits, tailored of inferior cloth, and their shabby, pointy-toed shoes. Because this concert had been declared an official occasion, there were more uniforms in attendance than usual. She liked that. At least army officers and government officials, bedecked in ribbons and medals, presented a more sophisticated image. They walked smartly. Their shoes were polished. Their clothes were clean and crisply ironed. The fact that no one smiled, and that guns hung from holsters or nestled beneath jackets, was depressing. But so was everything about this evening. So was everything about her life.